Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan on News Talk.
Irish tenor Paul Byrom is with me here on the line today. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you. How are you doing?
I'm not bad at all. I believe you're joining us from sunny Spain this Monday afternoon, where you're now a full-time resident.
Yes, indeed I am. I'm joining you from a beach called La Malagrita, which is in Malaga City itself. So just had a bite of lunch and joining you guys for a quick chat.
Yeah. So you decided...
Although you guys are having great weather at the moment.
Oh, I know. You picked the worst summer to pack up and move.
It just looks everybody's delighted. Yeah. The weather's even delighted that I left.
It's unbelievable. We've had an incredible 3 weeks and it looks like another good week to come as well, which is great. But you decided, Paul, to, I suppose, to turn what might be an extended holiday into full-time residency. Why did you decide to pack up and move?
Well, I mean, look, we've been, myself and my wife, Catherine, have been coming to Spain for years, different parts of Spain. And, you know, every time we're down here, I suppose that there's a number of things that kind of stick out. You know, you notice the cost of things are just a hell of a lot cheaper than back home. And,
yeah.
You know, we just always kind of half-heartedly say, God, you know, why aren't we living here? Like, you know, and then we kind of lap it off and then move on. And then the laugh started getting shorter and shorter. And we're like, well, why aren't we actually? Because we don't have any children and, you know, my job, sure, I can be based anywhere, as you know, so I can dip in and out as I have been for concerts in Ireland and performances or whatever. And I toured the States. So where I'm actually based isn't necessarily an issue for me, you know. And then Catherine got a job opportunity, which allowed her to work remotely. And it was one of these sliding door moments where we were like, okay, it's either now or never. Let's do this. Or we'll look back at this in years to come and go, we never did it. We should have done it.
Why didn't we?
And there was a number of reasons, you know. And here's the thing. Like, I'm a proud Dub. I love Ireland. Proud Irishman. As is Catherine. She's very proud of being from Ireland. We loved it. And so it wasn't just a quick decision of like, come on, we just go live in the sun. There was lots of factors to it, you know, and I suppose primarily the cost of housing in Ireland was the main driving force for us. Andrea, I got to be honest with you, you know, at the end of each month, you know, we were renting in Dublin and we were saving for or trying to save for a mortgage. And I don't need to explain it to any listeners out there because they know only too well. But, you know, both of us were on a decent wage. We're not wealthy, we're not poor, but we're kind of somewhere in the middle there. And at the end of each month, you'd be like, where's our money? Like, what did we do this month that we have, like, very little in savings? And it just, you start totting things up. I mean, our last heating bill, for example, in Dublin was, like, for the 2 months, I think it came in at, like, €400 or something like that, on top of our rent, which I don't even want to go there with you on. And you're kind of going, well, what are we at here, you know? And so there was a number of factors like that. And there is an element of, like, down here, property is cheaper. It's a more attainable goal for us down here. And I think... we just felt we were constantly swimming against the tide. I feel it's all encompassing in Ireland now as well with people. It's like, do you own or you're renting? And as soon as you say renting, and maybe this is on me or I don't know if anybody else out there is feeling the same, but you're kind of made to feel less. Do you know what I mean? You're a lesser person because you only rent.
So there was a sort of a stigma, but is that too strong a word?
I you're kind of made to feel inadequate almost, you know. I don't want to sound like over dramatic, but there was an element where you're kind of going, God, why don't we own? How does Mary and John across the road have their house and we don't, you know? And there's always a number of reasons how people are getting on the property ladder, and I begrudge nobody that in any shape or form. Whatever way you do it, do it. And it is great to own, and fair play to anybody that does. But it's also not the be-all and end-all, and I don't think that narrative gets spoken about enough in Ireland.
We're sort of obsessed with the property ownership, aren't we?
We are. I always kind of joke about the field. You know, it's about owning that little field, you know. And I do think that there's a lot of Irish people out there that are feeling less because they don't own, you know, and they shouldn't. And we decided enough was enough. And and we rent down here. And since we've come here, and with the hope to buy eventually, but yeah, since we've come here, not one person has asked us, do you own or are you renting?
Not where one. Are you renting?
Nobody cares. Yeah. Yeah. What's your
How
plan?
Much are you paying?
What are you sending gotcha. The kids to? You know, like, so there's a number, like, there has been a pressure lifted off us since Good. Coming here. Now, we're only yeah. here since April, so it's early days. And I, you know, let's talk in a year's time and see where we're at. But, you know, it's not easy. It's not plain sailing. And, you know, for anybody out there that's, you know, listening, thinking, God, will we do that? Why shouldn't we? Maybe we'll do that. There's a lot to it. And we're a little bit luckier because we just have the dog to be worried about, you know, and ourselves. Whereas people with kids and stuff, there's a lot more involved. And the paperwork and all of that involved as well. And there's a lot to it. And you need to really want to do it. And there are pluses and minuses, you know, as I said, we're learning the language. I had my Spanish class this morning.
Did you?
and I'm telling you, I think the only thing I can say properly is no say. I don't know. Go away. And una cerveza. One more beer, please. But you know, it is. There's challenges to it as well as pluses. Yeah,
I can imagine that. But do you feel and not to be asking you about your personal finances, but do you feel that you're now in a position, you know, that there is a bit more in the savings account or the bank account every month than you know back in January and February and March when you were here in Dublin?
Yeah,
there's an opportunity
for sure
to save.
There is. Yeah. There's it's a more attainable target now. You know. And you know, you can, like, look, let's call a spade. If you go for a beer here, it's €3.50, you know, whereas my pint of Guinness in Dublin was €7.60. You know, it's simple little things like that. You know, we don't have a heating bill anymore, which is nice. My gym membership in Dublin was nearly €200. I'm paying €60 here for my gym membership. There's definitely more opportunity to save here. You know, as I said, let's revisit this interview in a year's time and see where
and
we're
see
at.
See how you're getting on.
Now groceries and things like that. Catherine would be a devil for noticing the prices in the supermarket and stuff like that. But she would say now there's not a huge amount of difference on groceries. Yeah, which is interesting. But eating out and just, you know, going for a sandwich or a lunch or whatever, that's where you'll notice the differences in price, you know. And if you're prepared to do it smart, if you're okay with not eating in fancy restaurants and all the rest, go a couple of two, three streets up away from the beach, you'll get great bargains and great prices for dinner and stuff. So you start then looking, what we've been doing is looking at what are the Spanish doing?
Where are they going?
Where are they going? Because they're not dropping stupid money at dinner and lunch.
I know what you think.
And they're going to the beach. Yeah, they're going to the beach with their sandwiches and their icebox. You know, they're smart. They're very, very smart with their money here, you know. They're very black and white. The humour is different as well, which has caught me out a couple of times.
Really?
I mean, I take the hand out of everybody. I love taking the mick. And I realise they don't necessarily get it.
You know?
So
you don't want to be
definitely differences.
Cutting off friends so early on. But no, I can understand that.
Exactly.
Appreciate the Irish humour. How did your family and friends react at home when you said that you were going to pack up and move?
My mom was delighted. Genuinely, she was like, Paul, you're dead right. And she often said to me, you know, when I was younger, I wanted to do it. She wanted to go to Canada as a young girl with a family. And she never did. And she's always been of the opinion, look, you get one shot at this life, go for it, you know. So she was very much supportive of it. And keeping in mind, it's only three. I mean, we were up during the week for her birthday to surprise her, you know, back up to Dublin. So, and I've been back a few times to work. So it's not like we were jumping off to Australia or Canada or somewhere like that, you know. My friends, again, most of my friends weren't surprised. They're like, yeah, I see that. Because, you know, again, we were down here quite a bit. I got married in Malaga, you know, we love it here. So nobody was really surprised by it. It is challenge. That is the only challenge about living here for us is our friends and not having your pals around, you know, that you would just meet for maybe to go for a sauna or a dip or whatever it might be, or go for a pint, go to the gym or whatever. That level of things is tough. And I think when you get to a certain age as well in life, it gets harder to make friends and meet new people and stuff. So that part of it is certainly a challenge for us.
Yeah.
But but you know, like, mother of God, you should look at our calendar for summer, and you've got friends visiting every weekend.
Well, that's
almost
the thing. You'll become the kind of the free Jet 2 holidays.
Byron bed and breakfast.
Everybody.
Until they get their invoice, Andrea.
Exactly, yeah, for everybody looking to stay. But so far, whatever, is it 5 months in at this stage? No regrets, Paul, I take it, from talking to you today.
God, no regrets. No,
yeah,
we do
great.
Get, like, there
it's a big
are,
decision
there
to
are
make.
Pangs. Yeah, but there are pangs of that. Like, let's be, I don't want anybody listening to me thinking, I'm just ringing up going, oh God, it's amazing, leave Ireland, it's great. You know, there's lots of things that we have to say goodbye to, you know, and certain things that aren't, that we don't have here. And that's part of it, but that's also part of the experience, you know. And I always say life is chapters, and this is our chapter now, and hopefully it'll work out great. Yeah. And as I said, I'll be back. I'm doing gigs. I'm still going to be doing gigs in Ireland. I'm still doing gigs in the States and stuff. So I kind of hope nothing really changes, you know. But who knows? And for now, it's working for us.
That's
and
great.
And for now, we have the pressure of, are you renting? Are you buying?
People have stopped
have that,
asking
really.
That. You're right, though, when you say it out loud, you know, you do, it is a big focus for a lot of people. And Chris has got in touch as well, Paul. He's listening to Paul today. I know exactly where he's coming from. I actually gave up about 4 months ago trying to buy my own house. I'm a 43-year-old man. I'm single. I have a great job and I still can't get on the property ladder. Yeah. I'm living in a camper van full time, says Chris.
Gosh, yeah. Well, I say, I'm 47, Chris, and I'm 47 and... You know, well and good if we can get somewhere that we'll own. And, you know, for Chris that's in the camper van, or for anybody else that doesn't have a house out there, or doesn't own a house, or is feeling that it's bleak, it's okay to rent and it's okay not to own. And don't be made feel inadequate just because you don't own. That's a them problem, not a you problem. And you know, that's my take on it, you know.
When are you back gigging in Ireland?
When am I back again in Ireland?
Gigging.
I'm not actually going to be back until September. I'm doing the gigs in September and then I'm back gigging in October. And I've got a whole host of Christmas gigs in December. I'm going to be heading out on the road. I've got Ballycotton. I'm down in the Whale Theatre and I'm Rathote and Monkstown. I do an annual Christmas gig. And then I'll be out in the States shaking hands and kissing babies leading up to Thanksgiving. So.
Yeah.
You just got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely.
And especially in my line of work, you're not too different yourself.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things, you don't know what's around the corner. And I think that's it for me as well. I mean, I know Henry McKean, for example, he lost his brother recently. He's obviously a great reporter there in News Talk for you guys. His brother was in my class in school. And he suddenly passed away there recently was terribly sad.
Yeah.
And it just reiterated, it shook us all when we heard about Charlie, but it reiterated that life is so short. It passes so quickly. And why get bogged down with the things that really are kind of bricks and mortar? And I think a lot of Irish people need to probably kind of take a look and go, am I getting stressed over something that doesn't need to be stressed about?
But you don't need to be worrying about. Paul, look, the best of luck with the future residents in Spain, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners will come across you when you're back home. As I said, your gig's coming up in September. In October.
And thanks for having us
not
on.
Not at all. It's a pleasure to chat to you, Paul. Enjoy sunny Spain. Emails lunchtimelivenewstalk.com.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday on News Talk. Conversation that counts.